Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com. Southwest Colorado Community College has tapped a true expert in the field to be its new Law Enforcement Academy coordinator. Dr. Anita Siemens has 32 years of experience in law enforcement, 21 of them as a police department detective, and another 11 as a patrol officer. Siemens recently moved to Southwest Colorado from San Antonio, Texas, where she was also a police instructor for 26 years with the Regional Academy. Siemens also has a doctorate of philosophy in organizational leadership from Our Lady of the Lake University in San Antonio. Anita joins us here today along with Shannon Livick, who works with the marketing department at the college. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Wow, great to have someone of your caliber and experience in our community.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an honor and it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having us.
Great. Well, let's start off with talking about how a career in law enforcement has changed over the course of your 32 years in law enforcement. What's that look like?
It's much different. I started in a suburb of San Antonio, Texas in 1983, the city of Live Oak, and that's where I spent my entire career. And, of course, I've seen a number of changes in technology, in the approach to different types of crimes. We teach our cadets that the law is a living, breathing thing, and it does change. And so I've seen a lot of changes in the law as technology has changed and as our world has changed. Some even just the basic things. When I was hired in 1983, I was actually the first woman they ever hired.
Ah, right.
So
in 1983.
Women were just really establishing themselves into the law enforcement field, and I was on my third day of my field training officer program, and my sergeant turned to me and said, "Oh, you realize, of course, you're the first woman we've ever hired." And I said, "No, thanks, no pressure."
What was that like being the first woman?
It had a little pressure to it. I knew that if I failed and did not meet the expectations, that it would make it even harder for the women who followed me. But if that I did what I felt I was truly called to do and was able to succeed, I knew that other women would follow behind me, which they did.
A lot of pressure.
And yes.
Sounds like you did a great job.
Well, thank you. I was blessed. Thank you.
Great. Well, so nowadays, do you see a lot of women in law enforcement?
Much more than... Yes.
Is it a 50-50 ratio? It's probably still...
No, it's not anywhere near a 50-50 ratio. But there's a lot of women. There's a lot of women now, of course, in leadership positions in law enforcement. And so that's always a good thing as well, as long as they're qualified.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk a little bit about the training that's happening at the community college. What does that look like?
Yes, we're very excited. Our next academy starts on August the 10th, and we are still looking for a few good men and women, as it were, to come and apply and be part of this proud tradition. I want to say that the reason for the success of the academy is that even though I'm the director of the academy, I am surrounded by a cadre of other professional instructors from all over southwestern Colorado. We have instructors from Durango, La Plata County, Bayfield, Mancos, Cortez, officers that hold various positions from chiefs of police to two-year patrol officers that have valuable information and insight and passion for what they do. And we're very proud to have this cadre of instructors for these new cadets coming in.
How long does the academy, is it, you know, a five-week program? Is it a two-year program?
Yeah, this is a four-month program.
Okay.
So cadets that are accepted into the August 10th class will graduate on December 11th, actually.
Yeah.
And so in that 4 months, they'll receive training in the law and, of course, in arrest tactics, pursuit driving, empty hand arrest control, less lethal options. We're proud that for this upcoming academy, every cadet that exits the academy for this academy will be trained in no less than three different methods of handling a person without having to use deadly force.
And I understand that's a new addition to the academy.
Yes, our new addition is going to be that the cadets will be certified in the use of the taser and certified in the use of pepper spray as well. So when they exit our academy and pass the post exam, which is the state licensing exam, they will be eligible to become police officers anywhere in the state of Colorado. And we are hoping to make us more marketable to local agencies. Most cadets have to enter into a field training officer program after they complete the academy and at the beginning of their career with whatever department they go with. And we hope to provide for those departments that are going to hire our cadets, if they're already trained in ASP, the expandable baton, if they're already certified in the use of the taser, if they're already certified in the use of pepper spray, that's less training the department has to provide for them. They simply provide the policy and guidelines of when to use these options.
Is that those less lethal options, is that a result of, you know, what's happening in our country with sort of this pushback with law enforcement? And
well, the less lethal options have been offered for many, many years. Mm-hmm. That's not really a result of anything that's going on currently. Those options have been taught to officers, depending upon which option you're speaking of, for years and years.
Okay. Great. Well, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with the director of law enforcement, with the director of the Law Enforcement Academy of Southwest Colorado Community College, Dr. Anita Siemens, who's starting a new academy here in August. So let's talk a little bit about the typical law enforcement student. Who usually applies for the academy?
We get a varied type of individual that applies to the academy. We get kids straight out of college. We have had military veterans that have come in. We've had police officers come in from other states that want to live in Colorado now, but that need to recertify and understand the Colorado laws and Colorado's approach to things like pursuit driving and arrest techniques. Mm-hmm. So it could be anything from a 21-year-old kid that's come off the farm in Cortez to a 45-year-old person that has been a police officer in Dallas, let's say, for 10 years and wants to live in Colorado.
So to get certification in Colorado.
To get the certification, I mean, can you blame them?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it strikes me as 4 months to do such a difficult, challenging, stressful job. Do you feel like, you know, in your position with all your years of experience, that that's an adequate enough time to learn the skills and, you know, ways necessary to do such a difficult job?
It is a very difficult job. And 4 months will get them, that's the tip of the iceberg, 4 months will get them ready to enter into a field training officer program with the department that they end up being hired. Those programs can run anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, depends on the department. And so the 4 months merely gets them ready to really learn more. So we provide the basic foundation, the understanding of the laws, understanding of the use of force, when it's appropriate, when it's not appropriate, a basic understanding of how to work with special populations. What do you do when the call is that there is a naked screaming man on the top of his roof?
There's such a diverse number of situations that you
how in the world do you approach that?
Yeah, and you expect this police officer to be a peace officer, a therapist, a you know, law enforcement officer,
a counselor. Yeah, we wear a lot of hats. The smaller the community, the more hats we wear. And that is, I got to tell you, that's what attracted me to work for the city of Live Oak. When we started, there was only 8 officers. Now, when I left in 2014, there was 30. But the smaller the community, the more important the role is, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it's not all about running up and down the highway at 100 miles an hour, chasing down speeders and, you know, arresting bank robbers. More likely, the call is, you know, I actually answered a call because her cat was in the top of a tree and wouldn't come down.
You actually get those phone calls, then.
We actually get those calls, and we're expected to respond to them.
Mm-hmm. And then what, you know, the other end of that spectrum is the whole...
The other end of the spectrum is the really, really, really bad things that can go wrong. And so we're trying to train officers to be compassionate when someone says, I want to issue a complaint because my neighbor's dog has been, you know, peeing in my garden again, without rolling their eyes and saying, you know, I'd much rather be out chasing bank robbers, to the other end of the spectrum of what to do when you get there and that child is dead. Mm-hmm. And those calls are going to happen as well. Yeah. And we're trying to prepare them the best we can for that.
Do you train officers as well in terms of the cultural distinctions? You know, we have a large Native American population, a large Hispanic population among other cultures here. So
absolutely. Very important. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Very important part of the training is to understand how to communicate with and try to assist cultures other than your own. Absolutely.
Great. Well, fantastic. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back of more of the KSJD interview series after this. We're back with more of KSJD's interview series. We're here talking with Dr. Anita Siemens, director of the Law Enforcement Academy of Southwest Colorado Community College, as well as Shannon Livick, special assistant to the dean in charge of marketing. So let's talk a little bit, and Dr. Anita, before we get to Shannon's information around other programs that are going on around the college, I want to hear a little bit about why you got into law enforcement. It's very interesting to hear you were the first woman in your area to attend the academy. So what drove you? You didn't probably have a lot of mentors in that area as far as women went.
No, not too many at all. I am blessed. I am one of these people that I knew from the time I was about four that I was going to be a police officer. So it was something that was in me from as long back as I can remember. And so I pursued that. I got my bachelor's degree in criminal justice and then began looking for jobs in law enforcement. And the Live Oak Police Department was hiring, and I entered into the process and was selected.
And what motivated you to get that doctorate of philosophy in organizational leadership?
Well, I wanted to, I found early into my career that I had a real passion for teaching. And I knew that, you know, I couldn't kick doors with the SWAT team forever. So eventually, it is a young person's game.
And it's very physical, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Extremely. And I knew that eventually I would reach a point where my body was going to tell me we're done. And so I wanted to be able to continue my career in education. And so I knew that having the advanced degree would open doors for me later on after I retired, which, in fact, it did.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the, you know, when I think sometime of the police enforcement officers, my dad, you know, my dad worked in criminal justice, criminal corrections, so
yes,
just having
yes.
a little connection with those.
Yes, bless that man.
Community, yeah, but feeling yes. like sometimes there's a great divide between law enforcement officers and community members where they're pointing at them and saying the other, when in fact, you know, there's this intention that we're all working together to protect this community. So
absolutely.
What do you think, you know, as community members listening in, how can we work with our police officers, advocate with them if there's something that comes up that we're having challenges with them or with others? How do we work together?
That's, you know, that's an excellent question. A lot of people in the community that either don't have any relatives that are in law enforcement or have never been around an officer for any extended period of time don't really understand sometimes what can go on. And what you have to remember, and again, this is what we tell our cadets, is that people are not usually very happy to see us.
Right, it's a difficult job.
Yeah, well, when I'm on your doorstep, it's because something horrible has happened. Your home has been broken into. I have to come tell you that someone you loved, that you love is dead. You've been involved in a horrible traffic accident, and I'm the person standing there trying to help you. Or you've just done something wrong, and I'm about to put handcuffs on you. So nobody invites us to a birthday party. And no one's really ever happy to see us there unless you're in real trouble, and then we're there to help you. And so that can be a very difficult job. You have to understand, too, that like everything else, you know, we're human beings. And so officers have good days and we have bad days. We have officers that are in law enforcement that have every right to be there. And we have officers in law enforcement that should have never been hired. But we are certainly not the only career field in which those things happen. So we're human. We do the very best we can. I think that we have most of us have a desire in us to become what Lieutenant Dave Grossman calls, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman calls sheepdogs. Lieutenant Dave Grossman is a world-renowned expert on violence. He's one of the premier experts in the United States on why our society has become violent. He lectures all over the world on violence in schools and mass shootings. And he divides society up into three groups, and he says that 98% of the people in society are sheep. And he doesn't mean that in a bad way. What he's saying is that most people obey the law, are kind, caring, giving, wonderful, nice people that go about their lives. They would never hurt anyone unless under extreme circumstances or through a tragic mistake. That's 98%. You got 1% of the society that are wolves. Those are the people that prey upon the sheep. That's the guy that'll break into your home and take everything you've ever had and then defecate on your kitchen counter when he leaves. Mm-hmm. That's a wolf. Mm-hmm. So he poses the question, what do you do if you're capable of violence, but you would never harm a sheep? All you want to do is stop that wolf from harming sheep. Then what are you? You're a sheepdog. Mm-hmm. And so most police officers and our military have kind of adapted that philosophy, that mindset. And so, again, what the Academy is looking for is we're looking for some sheepdogs. And we want people that will come into a community the size of Cortez and take on that responsibility and say, not on my watch. You will not harm somebody on my watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wonderful. Wow, what a difficult and honorable position when done with integrity and, you know, the way that you're explaining. And,
yes, ma'am.
And training the cadets. So really honor that. Shannon, so let's talk a little bit about other programs at Southwest Colorado Community College.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Southwest Colorado Community College is currently enrolling. We are pushing students to come in this month and next month. Our priority enrollment ends August 7th. Regular classes start August 24th. I know the Law Enforcement Academy starts August 10th.
So a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
A little bit earlier. And you need to get applications into ANITA by July 10th.
Yes.
But we need you guys to enroll this summer. We offer a lot of classes. We have obviously the Law Enforcement Academy. We have general education classes for your associate's degrees. They are guaranteed transfers to any four-year university. We have numerous certificate programs, including nursing, automotive, cosmetology, EMS, fire science, welding, law enforcement, radiology. You can become a CNA in just 5 weeks. And
wow.
This is a high-demand job. You can become a medical assistant in just 3 semesters. A lot of our graduates already have jobs before the end of those 3 semesters.
I've actually heard Southwest Colorado Community College is one of the top 10 or 20 community colleges in the nation.
We were actually named the top four by the Brookings Institute in value-added education. And they took a whole bunch of data, and they basically, our graduates earn more money than almost any other 2-year.
Well, with professors like Dr.
Yeah.
Siemens, I could see how that happens.
We do really well, and it was a great honor to be named that in the top 4 in the nation. Can I just tell people how to enroll? You would go to enrollsouthwest.org, or you can stop by one of the campuses. We have two. We have the one between Mancos and Cortez, and we also have one in Durango. It's next to the Albertsons. You can walk in. The enrollment specialist can help you navigate the process. They can get you financial aid, and we just really want to see you in there.